The U.S.-led offensive called Operation Anaconda continued today in Afghanistan, albeit at a reduced level. U.S. officials are estimating that only about 200 al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters are still holed up in the mountains, and they're offering minimal resistance. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Most of the U.S. ground troops who a week ago were taking part in heavy mountain combat have now been pulled out. Airstrikes continue, though at a diminished pace. Air Force Brigadier General John Rosa of the Pentagon Joint Staff says 100 bombs were dropped over the last day.
The last 72 hours has been more sporadic, focused on smaller pockets of Taliban and al-Qaeda. But in an area this big and this diverse with as many caves, I would say that there is still work to be done.
Rosa says fewer than 20 prisoners have been taken so far. Local Afghan commanders today said they'd allow remaining al-Qaeda or Taliban fighters to leave the area if they'd give up their fight. The U.S. reaction to that idea was cool. Pentagon spokeswoman Victoria Clark asked at a briefing whether the United States might allow al-Qaeda forces to be let go. At first said it depends on the individual. Later, she toughened the U.S. position.
It is very, very unlikely we would want them to go free. If they have been threatening us, if they have been shooting us, if they have been trying to kill us or the Afghans with whom we are fighting, we would not want them to go free because obviously they would pose a threat to us and others.
After the briefing, Clark issued what she called a clarification, saying the United States would not support releasing any al-Qaeda or Taliban leaders. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.